I got scared.
I dropped my hot pocket.
No, come on, shoot the ball. Come on. Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back to the Two Dumb Yinzers. Mike, I didn't even see you get here.
Yeah, I'm late as usual.
Hi, guys. I do want to say welcome. Welcome to the Two Dumb Yinzers.
Yes, welcome back.
This is a Saturday. This is a special, a Two Dumb Yinzers special. You know that we've done these specials in the past. We've had musicians. We've had rappers, models, the whole way down the list. If there's something special that comes along, we like to do an episode for them and have them, display what it is that they are into. And we put it out there over the weekend, and it's special. It's all for them. So very little for us here. We are going to be very excited to get today's special show out. Mike, I got to ask you, Mike, what really is scary to you? What's something,
when I think scary, I think that 2010 Steelers defense. Ryan Clark, James Harrison, Paul Amalu, the guys that changed the rules why we have the NFL we have now. That's scary.
Not the 2010 Steeler defense. Mike, come on. When you think of scary, what do you think of?
The Penguins last season and this season that can't beat bottom feeders and make the playoffs?
Mike, you're terrible at this. No, Mike, what when you think of scary, what really scares you at the end of the day?
Actually having to talk to Derpy?
Well, that answer is never wrong.
That
answer is never wrong. But no, Mike, what we're going to do today for our special episode, we got the Paranormal Mavericks coming on. This interview today is going to be with the Paranormal Mavericks. And what the Paranormal Mavericks are, Mike, is it's an all-female team of paranormal investigators. Mm-hmm. The leader... you recognize her from the show. Her name is Dawn. She's been on before. She's been in the Carver House movie that came out. And also she was on before for a few other things. She's into modeling and a few other things like that. But she leads the way in this group of gals. They go out, Mike, and they go into old abandoned places and places that are, supposed to be haunted with ghosts. They get in there and they walk around. They talk to them. They try to find these ghosts in these houses and places, Mike.
No, I'd rather, look at Mike Tyson in his face and say, I can beat you right now, old man, than go to these places that may or may not be haunted. The skeptic that I am when I'm in those situations, no, I turn into that frightened little child. No.
But I do know that these girls are very brave. These women, I'm sorry, they're very, very women. Brave because they continue to do this. And this is their interest, Mike, and they go out and they find ghosts and they go toward them. I don't get that. Usually, you and myself, we go the opposite way.
I go the opposite way.
But these women, they go toward the ghosts, Mike, and that's what fascinates me the most.
Yeah.
And the most important part is, they're from right here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them my favorite paranormal team.
Mine too. Yeah. Anything local, us.
Yes.
Everything local, we support.
That's right. We're going to do today, guys, is we're going to give you this special episode. This is going to be the ladies from the Maverick Paranormal Mavericks.
I knew you were going to, this is typical Ryan.
It is.
You will say something backwards. I love it.
As a matter of fact, I say everything backwards, but hey,
it's great.
But it's going to be an amazing episode. Everybody, we hope everybody sits back, relaxes, checks it out. You might recognize some of these people in the video. You might recognize some of the places they talk about in this video. Mm-hmm. But one way or another, it's going to be interesting nonetheless. I do want to say that we are live. Our particular show that we do every day is live from Monday through Friday on YouTube right here from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day. And that show that we do every day, we upload it over on Spotify in podcast form. So in case you don't get a chance to watch or you just prefer to listen to the show, you could always put it in your earbuds, do whatever you can do and listen to the show. It goes up on Spotify later the same day, every day. Also, we have our presence on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Twitter, or X, and our website. Mike, what is our website?
TheTwoDumbYinzers.com. It's spelled THE, the number 2, DUMYINZERS.com. As you can see above me and behind Ryan, that's how it's spelled. thetwodumbyanswers.com. Like over there, you know, page for our links for mine and Ryan's, all of our social media is there as well. We got a merchandise store, and we also have a blog up there. It's, you know, you're just tuning in for the first time, we're more sports related, so a lot of our articles are about sports. But yeah, we have a blog over there, so check it out, guys. thetwodumbyanswers.com.
Go check it out, everybody. It's really good stuff. A lot of work's been done on it, and we are very proud of it. So I hope you do go check it out. But you know what? I'm not going to delay this any longer, Mike. I know the people that are tuning in, people that are clicking, people that are here, they want to see the women.
Yes.
The Paranormal Mavericks, Mike. Yes. They want to see the Paranormal Mavericks, what it is they have to say. And I got to be honest with you, so do I. I can't wait to hear what they have to say.
Me too.
And again, our hometown team here, if we need anybody, if you know anybody around Pittsburgh area that needs somebody to come in, and they do many things, as far as I understand, not just investigate, they can cleanse your house on top of many other things. So I hope everybody enjoys this. It is the Two Dumb Yinzer Saturday special. Again, the Paranormal Mavericks, everybody. I hope you enjoy. All right, we're back, everybody. We're back to Two Dumb Yinzers. This is a very special episode. As you see, we have some guests here with us today. Dawn Lurie, I think everybody will remember Dawn from not that long ago. She was just on talking about the Carver House. It's a the horror flick that we talked to the actors and actresses not too long ago. But you notice Dawn's down there. Also, she has some of her friends. What's going on, guys? This is for a paranormal team. These guys are the Paranormal Mavericks. We're going to talk to them a little bit today because they are a group of people that they go and do paranormal investigations and things like this. I'm very interested. I have a load of questions I want to ask you guys. I want to talk to you guys about things. Welcome, everybody. How are you guys doing today?
Doing really good. Thank you for having
me. Good. Mike, you want to say hi to the
guests? Thank you. Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you for sitting down with us today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it is really exciting, guys. This is really cool because I think that everybody at some point in their life has some kind of interest in the paranormal, whether it's something that you're really into, whether it's something that you just kind of brush by at life, maybe different points in your life, it comes and goes. But as time goes on with these ladies, they all realized, hey, you know what? This is something that we like to do. They met one another. They got together and they formed the Paranormal Mavericks. Dawn, how do you guys come up with this name?
That's kind of crazy, actually. It was just, we took a road of our own, and we just, you know, being all females, and we just, you know, wanted to do our own thing, and it just fell into our laps. We just took it.
I like it. It's different because, you know, it is a thing. Anytime, you know, you turn on and see Zach Bagans or the Ghost Hunters or whoever, there are men involved. So, you know, it's interesting. And I like this way of going at it. And there's probably no thought to it. You just found a bunch of ladies and you said, hey, this is what we'd like to do. Let's do it. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, we've always each and every one of us have a passion for, you know, the paranormal and just horror in general. So we just took it upon ourselves to just roll with it. And just go.
And I know that you do, of course, talking to you a couple times. We've had you on the show two or three times, if I'm not mistaken. Let me take a moment to introduce everybody. Of course, everybody has met Dawn. I'm just going to go from my left to right as I'm reading a book. Terry. Terry, apparently, she knows Dawn. They worked together. No, you worked with her or no?
We were in the Carver House together. That's how we met.
Okay, so you guys did the movie together.
Yes.
And Danielle, you worked with her?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to straighten this out on my end. So Terry, then there's Danielle. Danielle, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful.
Super. And finally, Shay, how are you?
I'm good.
I got to talk to the ladies a little bit before the show. I got a little bit of up to date on how they kind of got together. Terry, why don't you tell everybody how it is that you guys formed together? You formed this group and are now the Paranormal Mavericks. I'm sorry.
Dawn and I have talked about this for a while now. And we thought about doing it last year. And I don't know, it's just coming together real fast right now.
Okay.
Oh, I talked to Dawn and we had another girl with us. But, you know, these girls were all working out really good. We're all a good, very good team.
And these guys all get along well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, we do.
You know, tongue in cheek, you know, you get a bunch of women together in one place sometimes. It generally doesn't work out so well. So that's why I'm gonna ask these questions,
right,
guys.
Because you and I have never butted heads before.
Yeah, right. So Shay, you had said that you've done some paranormal work before. You've gone on ghost hunts and this type of thing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I used to drag my friend along, which was not her thing at all. And she would join me just because she was my best friend. But I've always had a passion for it since I was a little girl. And I have gone to a couple different places, Gettysburg, Trans-Allegheny, a few places around here as well. And like I said, I've really been the only one in my close group that has liked that. So finding these girls was a godsend because I never had anybody to do it with. And now we all share the same passion and it's good. We have a great time.
Great. Danielle.
Yeah.
So you guys checked out. I recall before the show, you checked out an abandoned farmhouse. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how did that go, Michelle? Danielle, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It went great. So there was a lot of different feelings in the house. There was, you know, I feel like we had some activity, which was okay. Good. But I think it went well.
Okay. And has this always been something that you've been interested in as well, Danielle?
So it was not something that I've ever really thought about. And then I met Dawn and we became really close, really good friends. And she has just she has brought more interest to me of doing stuff like this.
Okay.
And everything that she teaches me intrigues me to do even more, to go even more.
Dawn's the right person for this. I know that she's always had this kind of interest. And, you know, from the times we spoke, you know, there's been a lot of interesting things that I've learned from Dawn just in those, you know, few times. Terry, when you guys went out to this farmhouse, so all four of you were there when you went to the farmhouse?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Terry, tell me a little bit about the farmhouse. How was your experience?
It was very exciting. I feel like we got a lot of activity, especially in the basement area.
Okay.
I don't know if you got to watch the YouTube at all. We were live that night, but there was a lot of activity down in the basement. I personally felt some stuff up in the attic before Dawn had gotten there. I didn't see anything, but I'm hoping that we go back.
Okay.
We're planning on a special night. So
I
didn't know if I'm supposed to say or not.
Hey, does it seem like this is something, you know, that you want to do is go back and check this place out? I mean, from what you said, obviously it seems that these guys have talked.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think we need to go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some unfinished business, huh?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Is this place, I mean, we're all here in Western Pennsylvania, I assume. Is this place close to you guys? Do you guys anticipate traveling a little bit? As Shay mentioned, she'd been to Gettysburg and a few other places. Are you guys going to just, hey, wherever this takes us, we'll go and we'll be there?
Oh, yeah. We'll go anywhere at this point. I mean, it just takes us, you know, we love it.
All right, great. Danielle, how long have you and Dawn known each other?
Oh, probably 2 years now, Dawn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably about 2 years now.
And what about you, Shay? And you just met up with everybody? Is that how that
happened? I did. So I didn't know any of these girls until Danielle came down the store and, you know, she wanted to get t-shirts made and needed help with the logo and stuff like that.
Okay.
So my husband was just kind of like, oh my God, you got to talk to my wife. She loves this stuff. And when I called Danielle about, you know, the logo and, you know, different things and that, we got to talk and we talked for like an hour on the phone and just shared the same interest. And, you know, we were laughing and it was good. And then she immediately called Dawn and was like, we got to get this girl, you know? And
awesome.
I was super excited, you know, to get that invite. So
that's awesome. Now let me ask you guys, you know, I'm going to try to catch up with you, see where yins are at as far as how you do and operate things. A lot of times, you know, you see a lot of these shows on TV. They go with the scientific route. They have a lot of gadgets, a lot of things like this. Dawn, with your background and the things I know about you, do you guys do more spiritual? Do you try to communicate? Is there any, you know, as I was saying, like with these shows, it's primarily scientific. How do you guys approach and go about doing your investigations, and how will you guys be doing it moving forward?
I think we do both routes. Okay. And I think that's what's important to the viewers, because we have spiritual and we also have the scientific. So we have all the gauges, you know, we have the REM pod, we have the EVPs, we have things that are important, but we also have our intuition, our third eye, our gifts. You know, we're taking that in there with us, because, you know, there's people out there that are not, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. But then, right. You know what? It's okay. You don't have to, because what I say and what I feel, you can debunk that if you'd like, but you have the scientific data that Shay and Danielle are showing you on what I'm saying. So, you know, we definitely have both routes going, because
I like that.
I go into the attic and I felt that little girl, and I was, you know, seeing that little girl, and then the owner's daughter, was it the daughter or the,
it was her son.
Her son, sorry, went in the very next day or something like that and saw the little girl as well.
Wow.
So there are things that are just, you know, you can't explain. And I think that's the whole point of what we're doing, is going in and, you know, getting that information out to, eventually as we build a clientele, if they want us to clean and banish, and that's our goal.
So you do the whole thing. I mean, that's awesome. It's everything.
If that's what they want us to do, clean, banish, and help them, absolutely.
Because,
you know, I'm trained in that. But we also, if they want us to just go in and find out what is there, that's fine as well. It's whatever they want us to do. But at this point, we're kind of just feeling our feet, getting it, you know, wet, and we're going out into, you know, the bigger things like Trans-Allegheny and, you know, the prisons, getting the experience right now and getting the lives out there and getting the information out there. That's what we want for the viewers.
That's super. I think that that's awesome.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. Real quick?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, because I like what Dawn just said, because I go back and forth on the paranormal. Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, my grandmother's house, I swear, like when I'm there, I can still hear her in the kitchen. But, you know, she's been dead for 20 years now. Is that just a memory? Is that something there that happened? But then at the other side of me, I'm like, yeah, I want to believe that. The other side, though, too, is like the scientific side. Well, is that just a psychological thing? And I like how you guys were incorporating both. So if there is someone like me, okay, you can point to the scientific data. Okay, we're picking something up here. I'm like, okay, cool. You can dig into that. So I like how you guys are going both ways. And with the equipment, I was just going through the live that you had and live that you posted. And I'm seeing all kinds of different equipment. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never done any type of paranormal investigation. I've never been on a ghost hunt before or whatever. Can you explain what some of the readers in that you guys use?
Sure. Does anybody want to, or
you can?
Go ahead.
This is an open-ended question. Like whoever uses.
Sure. You know, well, we use. We have two spirit boxes. We have the SP7 spirit boxes. Basically the go-to spirit box that most people use as an investigator. It's reasonably priced. It's about $100, but also it is like the number one spirit box. As far as once you get about 250 up in the 250 to 300, it starts going pretty fast. The spirits can manipulate that channel, and it's easy to use. It's small, and most ghost hunters will use that one. Then you get to another spirit box, that's the SP11. And that is a little more high priced, but you can.
Okay.
That's.
Shay's showing it down there.
Oh, okay.
That is the one that Shay used on the live. And that also, once you get up to about 250, 350, once you get up to those channels, spirits manipulate those. Another spirit box is the Ovilus. That is more of like a computer based, I would say. It's like certain kind of words, if I'm correct, programmed. It's like an electronic. They can talk it through it.
Okay.
we have dowsing rods, but we didn't use those at the live. We have the temperature gauge where you can tell different sites, you know, if cold spots, hot spots. There are many things. We didn't use the REM pods this live, but we will on the next one. And that is basically a frequency field. If it gets too close, a spirit gets too close, it will go off. Okay. We did use sensors. I hope I'm not going too fast. Sensors are great, and a lot of paranormal investigators use those little sensor balls. There's many different sensors you can use. But we use the little sensor balls all over the house. So if you get too close, any kind of energy, it'll manipulate it and just go off. So there are many things that many different investigators use. There's a method that we're going to be using. I don't want to give it away yet, but there's a method that we're going to be using on our next live that I've been actually doing myself before I would do it with let the girls do. And I wanted to try that first because a lot of experienced ghost hunters do that in their, I don't know if you watched the 28 days of haunting with the Lorraine Warren.
Oh, I know Lorraine Warren is, yeah.
Yeah, so that was really interesting when I was watching that, and they do different kind of experiments in there. They talk about the veil. So, but just about equipment in general, there's many types you can use.
And as Mike mentioned, and I mentioned earlier, I think that it's important to really come at it from a couple different angles because people generally aren't that smart. And if they people, in other words, they're not willing to accept or listen to what others people are thinking if it contradicts what they think and what they believe. So that's why I think it's very important that you guys do it this way and you use equipment and you use spirituality. And you know, you really leave very, very little wiggle room for somebody to try to debunk what you're saying, opposed to, you know, saying, hey, you know what, these people know what they're doing. They have an interest, they have feelings, they have on top of using this equipment. So, you know, people might take people that use your route more serious, I think, because again, if I'm more of a science guy, you have something for me. If I'm more of a spiritual guy, you also have something for me. And I think that's important because a lot of things and a lot of teams that you see don't do that. It's either one way or the other.
Right. And there's a lot of experienced teams out there as well that, you know, I mean, I'm friends with quite a few paranormal groups and they're very experienced and I respect them, but you always can learn more and I'm learning from them.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's great, you know, competition's at the bottom, you know, you always work together, but it's also, you know, you want that collaboration. You shouldn't just be a matter of judging one group and, you know, it should always be, I think, working together. But unfortunately, there are going to be viewers that are just, I don't believe this, and this is not the way it is.
People, you know, they're going to do what they do, and, you know, it's just something we got to deal with. Unfortunately, guys, you mentioned a few of the places that Yin's guys are, you know, thinking about going, some of the places that you mentioned, some places that, you know, some of you guys already been to. You know, number one project around here, from my understanding, is the West Virginia Penitentiary. For many years, I've had an interest in this field, and many, many, many times I've heard people bring up the West Virginia Penitentiary. I've never personally went down myself. A friend of mine about 2 years ago showed me a picture when her and a few people went down to do the same thing. And clear as day, there's a person standing behind her in the picture, and there was no other person in that picture with her. She had sent it to me. I had it for quite some time, and I don't have it anymore, unfortunately. But this West Virginia Penitentiary seems to be a hotbed for paranormal activity, on top of where Shay had mentioned earlier, Gettysburg, I think would also be up in that top tier of places that you generally hear about when people talking about these things. Have you guys ever discussed, talked about, been to, or plan on going to the West Virginia Penitentiary?
That one's on the list, yes.
Okay.
I have not been there, but I would like to go.
I've been there myself. Okay. Yeah, but I would love the girls. I would love us all to go there. We're going to Trans Lunatic Asylum.
Nice. Wow.
April 20th.
Nope.
That's a hot spot. Absolutely.
Okay.
I love that place.
You've been there, Shay?
I have, yes.
Okay. What kind of advice do you give to, you know, to Terry, to Danielle, Shay, you know, for going into these places? I mean, of course, you want to get the best results you possibly can. And, you know, and they, I'm sure they feel confident they're going into these places, you know, with their friends. And but what kind of confident or what kind of what kind of heads up, what kind of advice do you give the people that haven't been there, Shay?
I mean, you know, sometimes you just have to be patient, you know, because right. you don't just get it right away. You know what I mean? Sometimes right. they don't want to communicate right away and you just have to be patient or try another method or whatnot. But you're guaranteed at the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum to get activity for sure.
Okay.
Because there's an abundance there for sure.
Okay. Now here's a question for you. This one, now I mentioned before the show, I used to do this a little bit back in the day. I've always had an interest. I you know, at 11 years old, I seen a commercial and I wanted a Ouija board at that point. And, you know, it's always been something that's been in my area of interest in my life. I have a question for you, and maybe more toward the guys that's been there and done it a little longer. Have you ever gone, you know, whether it's a successful hunt or whether it's not, but you go home and you feel something, there's something that stays with you. And Dawn, I probably know how you're going to tackle this because you do work in this area a lot of times with a lot of your interests and things that you do. But has there ever been a moment where you go home and, for example, every time we went, I came home and shit was just bad. Every time, whether I was with my ex, we were fighting, whether it was something going on at the house, was broken, it never failed. After a hunt, things could have been going well all the way up until that point. Never failed. When I was done, came back into my home, started living my life, there was always something that was off. Always. Dawn, ever anything like that?
You know, protection is so important. So I can honestly tell you that in the very beginning stages of my spirituality, things got wrecked for me. I really will tell you that because yeah. I didn't protect myself. And that's why now in my stage as an experienced practitioner, I will not let it happen to these girls. And I am so strong about, in general, my friends, my family, on how strong I am with teaching protection. And when we go into sites, when we leave sites, protecting yourself, what to say, what not to say, I make sure that we are so protected.
That is that's greatly important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I went through some very, very tough times in the beginning of my spirituality. I learned the hard way.
As did I, you know, and whenever this was going on, I used to think to myself, at first it was just coincidence. You know what? Bullshit happens, whatever. But as time went on, every time I go out, there's something. And it's, you know, the next time is worse than the last. So this is huge. And Terry and Danielle and Shay also, guys, I mean, has anything ever happened to you? And I know some people have a minimum experience, but, you know, has anything happened to you guys yet where Ian's went home and there was some unexplained things or things that you swear was ignited by this?
Not from a haunted house yet, but from the hospital last week. I was visiting somebody and I thought that a man followed me home, and I did message Dawn and talk to her about it because okay. I felt the guy with me all day the next day. But I did go back the next day to the hospital and I talked to the guy in my head and told right. him stay there or go to the light, wherever, but don't come home with me.
Right. Because no matter how brave you are when you're out doing these hunts, when you're walking up your stairs from the basement to the upstairs in the middle of the night at your house, there's always going to be something following you up the steps no matter what, right?
Yeah. I do. Yeah.
You know, at our age, we're not kids anymore, but I can admit this does happen to me still. And you got to turn around and look down the steps when you double get to check. The top and the whole thing. Danielle, what about yourself? Have you had any experiences yet or anything that kind of falls into this category?
I have not yet. Okay. But I have a lot of faith in Dawn in keeping us very well protected. So I don't believe that I've had anything like that. Okay. Maybe just my ex-husband that likes to hang around me, but that's it. Okay. He likes to stay by my side. But other than that, I mean, no, but like I said, I believe Dawn keeps us very, very well protected. Very well protected.
That's great to hear. And, you know, knowing Dawn, that does not surprise me at all. Dawn and Shay, have you guys ever came across anything that, you know, that was less than desirable as far as finds when you guys were out doing these things? Any, I don't know, any bumps along the road as far as, you know, maybe bad signals from something from the other side. And even though that you do, Dawn, you know, you do everything that you do to protect yourself and the girls, you know, has there been experiences for you that, you know, that you think, oh, shit, I don't really know if I want to do this anymore. That was really, really scary or really anything like that?
Shay, I'll let you answer first because, I mean, I've been at this since I was 5. Go ahead. Right.
So nothing that ever made me want to, you know, throw my hands up and you know, not want to do it anymore. But definitely some very interesting things I have seen. I have seen a shapeshifter.
Oh, wow.
Going up and down the walls in a dark room, which was incredible. Definitely a sight to see. I have had entities sit on my lap. There's been a lot of things. And I'm usually the brave one, so they always throw me into the room. You go in and see what you could get. You know, this entity's being stubborn and doesn't want to come out. So usually they don't like big crowds, so they want me to go in. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, oh, whatever. So, you know, I went in, and that's actually when they sat on my lap, and I was like, okay, guys, you can come back.
I vote when we all go, guys, we send Mike into those kind of rooms and we just leave him there for a while.
No.
That's where I'm at.
Because I may be a bit of a skeptic, but when I'm in those situations, because like when I would younger go camping a lot, and like it was like Gretchen's Lock, you know, Gretchen died there in the 1800s. And you would like, yeah, we're going to go walk down to the lock where she died. You get halfway and I get freaked out. Like, no, I'm going back, and everyone else would keep going. So I would not be the first one through the door. I'll be the last one to be hanging out back.
Yeah, the stress of that moment actually made him lose his hair. Mike is actually 20. He's actually 22, everybody. So let's go on. So what do you guys have coming down the road? What do you I've heard you guys have a list. I'm sure you don't want to reveal anything, but what's some ideas that you guys are throwing around at one another that we could kind of be prepared for, keep our eye open for, now that we are getting this information for information we're going to put out there, how to watch you guys, how to keep up with you guys. What are some ideas, some places, some things you guys are throwing around that we could be looking forward to in the future?
Well, we are going to be at the Trans Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. That's going to be April 20th. We okay. are going to be having some lives off and on. We do have a YouTube that is Dawn's Early Light LLC Productions. That's our handle.
Okay.
We'll be on several Facebook. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. We have help me out here. Instagram. Yeah, all of our handle.
Okay.
Our handle on all of our socials is @PM_Pittsburgh. All of our socials are, that's our handle, except for the YouTube. So if you just Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's the same thing.
Okay.
And so we'll be doing lives on our socials throughout that lockdown, throughout that night. After that, it's going to be a matter of finding out where we want to go next. Maybe, you know, Ohio State Fort Reform, you know, okay. We may go there. Gettysburg is definitely on the list.
Yeah.
I've been to Gettysburg numerous times. A huge hotspot there too. So yeah, I mean, we love the lives, you know, we love the viewers to see what we're seeing and contact with, you know, everyone. We love the support. We appreciate it.
And that is awesome. I mean, the lives, that's such a huge connect with people, mm-hmm. you know, because a lot of times, you know, and I understand that people are doing it more now, but you know, whenever I was into it more or less, you were watching these shows on TV, who knows if they've been video edited, who knows if they've been tampered, who knows what these people have in their minds that's on the other side of the camera. I love this idea. I love the idea that you guys go live. You could watch, the full emotion, the full spectrum. If you guys are excited, you found something. If you guys are terrified that you found something, you get to see all that up close and personal by going live, and I think that's amazing. I don't understand how something like that couldn't be interesting to people.
We got a lot of good feedback, I feel like.
Did you?
Oh, we had a lot of views. Absolutely.
Okay, that's Mike. What do you got, Mike?
What was that, Ryan? I was taking notes. I was
No, you're good.
No, I'm sorry. I was setting up the social, and I was pulling back up.
I was
the,
sharing a little bit.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So guys, this the asylum, Ohio, West Virginia, Gettysburg. I was also there quite a few times in my life. My dad, he was really into the Civil War and things like that when I was a kid. So I got stuck going to all these vacations to Gettysburg. My friends were going to Florida, places like this. And, you know, there I am on a battlefield. But you know what? As I grew up and I started to really understand what it was that was going on there, it's truly an amazing place. It really is a lot of things that people found. I'm sure you guys are researching things like this now that haven't been there. And just, you know, see some of the videos or the pictures that were taken, some of the stories that people tell. I would certainly be very interested to watch that, of course. But you know what, Dawn, Danielle, Terry, Shay, I'm very interested in see, just watching it from now on. Now that I know you guys are doing this, I think this is really cool. And again, it really connects with people, the whole experience. And as yins are getting ready to go in, you know, the anxiety, I mean, you know, it's the study of human behavior. I think we all have a little bit of that in us. And I think that plays a big part as well as seeing what it is that yins guys find and yins find scientifically, whether yins find it spiritually. I think this is really interesting, guys. Very interesting. Yeah. This is the paranormal mavericks, everybody. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. I mean, we're building our website as well. So, you know, when we get that going and up and running, we'll get that out to everybody. And, you know, we have the TikTok, same handle. We just, you know, come follow us, come watch us, because there's more to come, definitely.
That's super cool. And is there a way for people to contact you and say, hey, guys, I know this really hot spot. I know a place that I saw this, or does people send you pictures, maybe stories of things that they've experienced? You getting all
Absolutely.
That kind of?
We have an email. It's paranormalmavericks@yahoo.com.
Okay. Super awesome, guys. As I was saying before I went on, I did this a little bit. And there was this one time, guys. Now, I don't know if you've ever experienced anything like this, Dawn, Shay. But we were using this one particular camera, which made me originally think that it was this camera. It was a digital camera. At the time, digital cameras were still kind of working their way in. And we got back home and we're going through everything that we had found. And, you know, a lot of things, as you said, it's you know, you got to be patient. A lot of things had nothing. But in a lot of these orbs now, Dawn, let me ask you, in these orbs, there were faces. Have you ever seen this? And it was in quite a few of these orbs. It wasn't one. It wasn't two. In some of these pictures, these orbs that were by the dozens had faces. Some looked like young people. Some looked like older people. Distorted, of course. You're not seeing them like we see each other right now. But as you see them in each and every, not each and every, but a lot of these orbs, there were faces. So one could say, you know what? Maybe it's the camera. Maybe it's the digital camera. Maybe... But at the end of the day, when I'm going through these, I see faces. I see a baby face in one of them. Dawn, have you ever seen anything like that?
I have not seen something like that on a camera, but I can tell you this. I honestly think that whatever the spirit wants you to see is what you're going to see.
Right.
And as far as what comes up on a camera, what comes up on a Polaroid camera, what comes up on these video cameras, how we perceive what comes up as well is, you know, a lot of people debunk it as well, but right. You know, it's the eyes of the beholder. You know,
the and as long as there's no way for them to debunk it, how can they get on you for trying to prove your point? Because they right. literally can't turn around and say, I know for sure that this isn't real.
Right.
So, you know, that's what you're dealing with in this field. And that sucks, right. But you know what, as long as you love what you do, right?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, there's going to be times where we are going to have evidence that's going to be debunked. And then there's going to be times where we're going to have things right in the live that are going to be like, you can't debunk that.
Right.
You know, it's just going to depend on the situation. I'm sure there is stuff that, like you just said, that there are where you see faces and you're just like, I can't explain that. And then other times you can.
And Dawn, it was so wild because it wasn't like all those look like faces. They were right. faces, the sockets of the eyes. And again, it was not very clear, but for so many to have this, and again, in the same exact spots as a face would be, you've seen where it was darkened around the eyes or, you know, very, very distinct facial features that would say, I'm seeing a face in these. And again, it wasn't all of them. It wasn't all the pictures. It was some that we took. And until this day, I still wonder about that because, again, you know, people you know, over the years I brought this up, and again, you know, it was probably the camera, it was probably this, it was probably reflection, it was probably specks of dust. I mean, I'm sure you heard it all. So
we'll do anything to debunk it.
Right, right. And you know, so it's all really interesting to me, guys. I find this super interesting. And when, matter of fact, when you told me you got a hold of me and you wanted to talk about this, I was like, we have to do this. There's no way that we're not going to do this and talk to you guys. But Dawn, why don't you go ahead? We'll do a little split show here right in the middle. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody how to get to you guys, how to find you guys' websites? I have it all written down here, but it's going to sound a lot more fluent coming out of your mouth.
So we do have an Instagram, a TikTok, a Facebook, and we have a YouTube as well. So all of our Instagram and our Facebook and our TikTok, the handle is @PM_Pittsburgh. The YouTube is @Dawn's Early Light LLC Productions. Did I miss any of the socials, girls?
Twitter.
I'm sorry. Twitter is also @PM_Pittsburgh. Yeah. So those, all those socials are the PM_Pittsburgh, except for YouTube. Our email is paranormalmavericks@yahoo.com. We do have a phone number as well, 412-444-8144.
So awesome, guys. I'm so interested in this. I really am. As I'm getting down my list of questions, I'm constantly trying to think of more to keep asking you. I really, really enjoy talking to you guys. Mike, you have a look. Do you have something?
No, I'm just like,
you're just looking.
I know you're going to say, hey,
you're like the gargoyle.
We should go with them. And yeah. I'm dreading the day that that's going to happen because I know I'm going to embarrass myself.
Oh, you know what? That is such a brilliant idea.
I know they're going to come.
That's all I
can do. That is such a brilliant idea.
I'm just going to be the big scaredy cat on the live. And I'm just embracing that's that okay, now. Though. It just dawned on me that it's I'm going to be that
you
guy.
You just gave me that great idea. Thank you.
I'm just, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that the ghosts probably come out and they come around and they see you guys. When they see us, I'm sure they're going to go the other way. You bring in the.
I got charisma, though. The ghosts will love me. Yeah. They're going to love to torment me or love to hang out with me. It's going to be one or the other.
Yeah, we'll sit around a table, light the candles. You guys will be fine.
I think it sounds like a great time, guys. I'm going to go through everybody here. I'm just going to see, you know, anything that you want to say, anything that you want to, just anything about the group, anything about the experiences, what you want to do. I'll start with, again, I'm just going to go in order that I see it. Terry, anything to close out for the day?
I'm just really excited. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm glad that I got a group of people that want to do it. Because like they said before, it's hard to find that. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, awesome. Danielle?
I feel the same way. I feel that I'm very lucky to have met Dawn and Terry and Shay. But if it weren't for Dawn, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. And I'm very thankful for that. And I'm very, very excited to go to the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. I'm super excited about that. And I love going to like the different psychic fairs with Dawn and just meeting different people. So I'm really, really excited to get ghost hunting.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys will be along with us.
I'm excited for you guys, just hearing the excitement in your voices and seeing how you plan on moving forward. It's really exciting to experience and see you and talk with you guys. Shay, what about you?
Well, I mean, ditto on all of that. I am super excited moving forward. I know I've done this before, but I literally just threw myself into it. Now with a group that knows, you know what I mean, what they're doing and has the same passion, especially from Dawn. Like I have already learned a lot from her. As far as protection and all that goes, and I'm still learning and I have a lot to learn, and I'm excited for that. I'm excited on all the many journeys we're going to go on, and we have fun, so you know what I mean, it's going to be good.
That's super awesome. And you know, and we are excited too, and I hope that more and more people learn about you guys, because I think they're going to be just as excited as we are. They're going to want to kind of see how this plays out. They're going to see how the experience is. Dawn, just an overall summary, Dawn. What do you like about these ladies around you?
I love them. I love these girls. This has been such an adventure, and there's so much more to come. And I cannot wait for. We're just getting our feet wet. We're just starting out. You know, I have been manifesting this, and I'm not done. And yeah. I cannot wait for what's coming. You know, this is the beginning. You know, and I was just talking to Ryan and Ron the other day. You know, I just got cast in the second part of the Witches of Brookstown, and the home that we were investigating. You know, they were just one of the places they were looking at. And the activity that is in that home, and just to us to go back to, you know, possibly examine that again, I was just thinking to myself, you know, how one little spot can just be the start of something so amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And here we are going on to Trans-Allegheny, and now something more.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's just amazing how one little live can be just part of such an amazing adventure. But yeah, we really get along great, and you know, we just, there's just so much more to come for us.
Now what's it called again, one more time?
Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum.
See, I knew that I would mess it up over and over, so I avoided saying the name the whole entire episode, the whole segment here. But guys, going into that, looking forward to that. Now, do you guys have Ian's game plan before you go in? Guys, Danielle and I are going to do this. Shay and I are going to do that. Terry, you do this. I mean, is there like a game plan going in? Or, you know, do you basically kind of generally have an idea of what it is that you're going to do when you get in there? And then you guys, you know, pretty much make it happen. Again, being so new, still kind of learning off each other as well.
I think we're working on the game plan as far as the lives, and we're working on, you know, who's running what. And I think my main goal is just before we get in there, always, is just making sure we do our, you know, our protection and making sure we're taken care of. But that's a lockdown, so we're going to be there all night. So, you know, we'll probably do a live, you know, a couple, like an hour here and an hour here,
right,
here, depending on what session we want to do. We'll decide, is it going to be spirit box? Is it going to be dowsing rods? We'll decide, you know, what we're going to do. But no matter what, I think it's going to be amazing with a live. You know, you're going to see it raw.
Absolutely. And what kind of time do you guys put into, as far as, let's say you go to a place like this, what kind of time do you anticipate putting into this particular project? Say you go there and you guys get there at 8 o'clock at night. Is this an all night thing with you guys? You guys try to get in, get out by midnight. You know, what's the thought process there?
5 a.m., right? 8 to 5?
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Cool. And these guys are really, these guys are doing some serious hunting, man.
Jumping right in.
I'm very, very, very interested. As a matter of fact, Mikey, you know, as you heard, he's got into your video as we've been on, but I will get on here shortly. I'm very interested to see what goes on with you guys when you get out there. Super interested. Dawn, you know, you're always welcome here. And also, Dawn, you were mentioning a little bit more. So you are cast in the second part of the Carver House, which is where you've been on before. We've had you on talking about the Carver House, amongst other things, you know, with modeling. And there's been a handful of situations where we talked to you. Tell me a little bit more about the second installment of the Carver House.
It's called the Witches of Brookstown. They are in the script writing right now. They're just writing the script and getting it together. But yeah, Ron and Ryan are working on that. And I got cast as the same character, Pearl. So
nice.
I'm pretty excited. They always, you know, work so hard. So
yeah,
I'm pretty excited to see what you know, what's going to come about once I get that script in my hands.
I tell you what, when it all came to fruition at the end, and I seen you guys on Facebook getting out of the limousine and showing up and a crowd of people, you know, greeting you, it was very exciting. Dawn, you definitely made us fans. There's no two ways about that. We're going to continue to follow you and everything that you do. But most importantly today, guys, Paranormal Mavericks, you got to check these guys out. We are very interested in helping you spread the word, get the word out there. We will do everything that we can on our end to have people over, you know, down our way, know what's going on with you guys. And as you said earlier, you guys, you know, you find a spot and you think it's interesting, you're going to go check it out. So you're not just confined to the area that you're in. You guys all from the basic same area, or do you guys have to do traveling to catch up with one another? Or how's that work out?
I'm actually down from Pittsburgh, so it takes me a little longer usually.
Okay.
But it just depends on where we're going.
Yeah, right, right. And when do you guys see this next the next hunt go down? When are we looking at, Dawn?
April 20th is when we'll be at the Lunatic Asylum.
You did say that, didn't you? April 20th. You did say that. So April 20th, everybody.
April 20th.
That's right around the corner.
Absolutely.
See, you guys ready?
I'm so excited.
Chomping at the bit when you get out there. Yep.
We'll be there the whole weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
We're
nice.
Actually there the whole weekend, so we're going to get to know each other a little bit more on Friday, kind of.
Oh, that's going to be real.
And yeah, this they're going to be loving the spirits that come with me.
This is going to be live. We're going to be seeing Friday, a lot of this happen.
Yeah, so Friday we're going to get a feel for everybody. And Saturday we're going to maybe do the day tour so we can get a little bit of information on the building, different entities that are there. And then we're going to go back, hang out at the hotel for a while, and then we're going to rest up for the 8 o'clock lockdown.
You can say I'm interested because I've already hit my reminder on my phone. There's no way that I'm missing this. I got to tell you. Mike, anything else for the ladies? I'm super excited.
I have nothing other than, like, if we do get invited to go out.
So the next tour, well, we'll talk about that, Mike.
Yeah.
when you're going to come out with us, we'll discuss that.
All right. Yeah. Like, yeah, just, you know, be prepared. I probably will be, you know, the frightened little, you know, toddler running along with everyone. So just throw that out there.
Oh,
but no, I, you know, thank you guys for coming on here. This was good. I enjoyed this. Like I said, sometimes I really get into it. Sometimes I'm skeptic, but you know, I like the way you guys are approaching this, and yeah.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see what you guys do next. I can't wait for the next live.
And it's going to be interesting for us in a sense as well, because I am more of the spiritual person. Mike is more of the scientific guy. However, we don't put up a wall. I do listen to what he says. He does listen to what I say. We might fight. We might argue. But I think that it's going to be interesting because just the two kind of people that we are, whenever we in fact do go out with you guys, I think it's going to be interesting from top to bottom for many reasons. I certainly can't wait. I know Mike can't wait. I'll certainly be texting him a little bit tonight more about this. And just very interesting. And as I said, it kind of came and went. As a youngster, I was interested. I wanted the Ouija board. I was just interested in that kind of thing. And as I get older, you get into different things. And it's like, wow, now I'm in my early 20s. Guess what? I'm interested in watching this show. That brings it back. Then again, when I got to my 30s, another, you know, you see something else. So there's certain times in life that it always brings it back to the surface for me. It's something that I have ingrained in me that I don't know how, why it's there, but I do have an interest. So guys, I loved getting to talk to you guys today. I love the idea of getting out and going and doing this with you. I think it'll be super fun. Until then, we will be, you know, watching you guys. We'll be watching your lives. We'll be promoting you, talking about you. And Dawn, one more time, why don't you give information one more time, just to have it at the end of the show, to bookend it. I don't want anybody to miss anything. I want everybody to be able to find you no matter what and follow you and support you.
So on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok, our handles are @PM_Pittsburgh. On YouTube, our handle is @DawnsEarlyLight LLC Productions. Our email is paranormalmavericks@yahoo.com. And our telephone number is 412-444-8144. So if they have any place they want us to investigate, they know anybody that needs an investigation, or they just want to come follow us on the lives, they can message us and follow us.
Can people message you while you're doing the lives? I mean, do you pay attention to the video aspect to where, like, say you're out and something happens, maybe you look at your phone and somebody might have asked a question, like on a live? Would you guys be open, or do you guys have communication that way, or would that just be too much to take away from what it is that you're doing?
I think it would be probably too much. We do have a technical guy who runs behind the scenes with our lives. I personally don't have any electronics. I'm in spirit space. I cannot do that. I would not even have my phone. But we do have somebody who is running the lives. So yeah. If there is, I think, you know, something going through, maybe we may open up the comments and, you know, he could probably see that. So if there is something that, you know, maybe somebody wanted to see something, then maybe in the future that could be.
That could be a cool, yeah.
Yes. Or if someone sees something in the background, right. They could tell us.
Say you guys are standing in front of a fireplace and somebody that's watching it sees somebody walking behind you that you don't see, you know, that could be very helpful for you guys, you know?
Absolutely.
Wow, that would be cool. That would be really cool. I'm sorry, Dawn, if I cut you off, I do apologize.
No, you're good.
But, I also wanted to say that we will be at the Psychic Fair May 11th.
Okay, where is the Psychic Fair?
It's, Dawn, where is it at?
It's at the Comfort Inn on Rodi Road.
Yes.
Okay, and that's May?
May 11th.
11, okay.
Yeah.
So they can come and get a reading from Dawn, or they can come and meet the Paranormal Mavericks. And
that's really awesome.
We will all be there. Maybe answer any questions or, you know, they can take our business card and contact us on the side or anything like that.
Because, you know,
t-shirts
at the end of the day, as I said at the top of the show, everybody has an interest in this to some degree, whether they're going to be a skeptic, whether they're going to be somebody that argues with you, whether they're going to be somebody that just loves what you're doing. I think at the end of the day, it's who we are. It's what we are. And everybody somewhere inside has an interest in this to some degree. And you guys seem like you're just doing all the right things. You got cards, you got books, you're getting together, you're talking to people, you're doing interviews. It's really awesome to see. And it's really awesome that I know you guys. And Dawn, it's always great having you on. And I did not forget about your tarot reading. I don't want to bleed it all together and do it with what, you know, the Paranormal Mavericks are on today for. But I do still want to get that the tarot reading for you one day, Dawn. I think that would be great for the show. I have to hear what's going to happen to Mike in the future. That's basically the only thing that keeps me going every day is the bad things that may happen to Mike. But this was super awesome, guys. You guys were amazing. Terry, Danielle, Shay, Dawn, super awesome having you on. We wish you all the luck. We will be continuing to follow you, and as I said, you'll probably start seeing our names pop up on places as well for things that are following you. Dawn, give me the information for the group pictures and stuff that we spoke about a little bit earlier. If you just have pictures of you guys together or pictures of any capacity of you guys doing what it is that you do, we'd love to put that up for you to spread the word. I want this to be big, guys. I want the Maverick team, the Paranormal Mavericks, to be the biggest thing out of Western Pennsylvania. I think that would be super, the best thing out of Pittsburgh. We are all aboard. We are always behind that. Anybody else, before we take off, guys, anybody have anything they want to say, any questions, anything? Now's your time.
No.
We are just thankful.
Thank you for having us.
I just wanted to say thank you for having us.
Of course, guys, never a problem. And as I tell Dawn all the time, you guys are always welcome. Once you're on the show, you're always welcome on the show. Super meeting you guys again. Terry, Danielle, Shay, Dawn, you're awesome. I learned a lot from you guys. I can't wait to learn more. I can't wait to really dig into this, which I am going to do this evening. Our Pittsburgh Penguins stink, so I'm going to turn that on, not watch it, but I'm going to really dig into what it is that you guys are doing while the game is on. But guys, thank you so much. You. Mike, anything you want to say to the...
Thanks again for coming on. I really enjoyed this.
It was a lot of fun, guys. And we want to see more. We want you to come back once you go to the insane asylum. We want you to come back after you have the biggest hunt that you've ever had. We want you to come back when, you know, Shay gets possessed and you guys have to... we want to hear it all. So do not forget us, Dawn, ladies.
We love
you guys. We wish you all the luck. Everybody, this is the Paranormal Mavericks. Go check them out. Check all the sources that Dawn gave you. They're all over the internet. Guys, thank you so much for watching the Paranormal Mavericks.
Thank you.
Gum Yinzers. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.